SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in, Game Time Decisions. Or is it college football today? The college football rankings are on their way. And I said, you know what, OK Dubs, is it enough? We made a phone call or two, and we've got OBSS here, Ben Stevens, in the mix with us for what is a very important set of rankings, Ben.
OK Dubs, I would not do this for just anyone, but you, my friend, are a special exemption. This is the first time that this college football playoff rankings reaction bunker has made its appearance on the Sports Grid Network. I do it for the Spiz Grizz. I do it for OK Dubs because, to your point, Kevin Walsh, these rankings will guide the way for all of conference championship weekend. What teams need to move up if they are hunting an at-large bid? What is at stake for those teams that will play on Friday and Saturday night? These rankings do, in fact, matter.
They certainly do, and I think that is the reason that we made the decision to do this. They're wasting no time. They've already fired in the first five teams now to get us that next set of rankings there, and we are going to give you our live reactions. And, Ben, I think the most important thing that I see here, Syracuse at 22, if you're Miami, a loss to a 9-win top 25 team in a college football playoff, maybe it doesn't end your season.
Maybe not, Kev. And I think Miami is one of those teams that has an at-large case to be made, right? The loss to Syracuse, deemed by some as a bad one. Certainly, they were an 11.5-point road favorite in Central New York, but it's not easy walking into the JMA Dome and coming out with a victory against this 9-win Fran Brown team. So now that that is a ranked loss for Miami, not seen nearly as poorly, and we know how good Georgia Tech is as well. That game in Atlanta, both of the losses on the road for the Canes. This is where we get to that resume comparison, right? Quality of win. How many wins do you have against teams with a winning record? And frankly, the quality and quantity of your losses. This looks better as a blemish for Miami, albeit a blemish, than it did just a few days ago.
You mentioned Georgia Tech. I imagine had the Canes had just a little bit of extra help in eight overtimes, and both of their losses, because I think Georgia Tech would have been ranked, Ben, had they won that game against Georgia. Two wins against top 20, or two losses, but both against top 25. Maybe that would have saved them. The next five have come out. Clemson at 17. Not super significant in that the Tigers' only pathway is getting the automatic bid, but hey, if you're South Carolina, well, that's a win against a team that's still inside the top 20. And if you are SMU and you go down to Clemson, which is going to be one of our big talking points here on the show, Ben, if you go down to Clemson, that's a team who in the final rankings is going to still likely then be inside your top 15.
Yeah, Kev, it's a great point. It's almost like conference tournament week in college basketball when those bid stealers are out. Clemson is that this week in football in the ACC championship game. And there are many. I know you believe this, as do I as well. If you earn the right to play in your conference championship, it should not hurt or harm your resume. But will the CFP selection committee feel the same way? We don't know. This is our first year of 12. So if SMU is upset in Charlotte on Saturday night, but it's to a top 20 team that with the victory would probably move up inside the top 15 and earn a berth to the college football playoff. How much does that hurt SMU? The committee right now telling you it would not be that poor of a loss.
Though it apparently was not big enough for South Carolina. To me, three teams had a chance: South Carolina, Alabama, Miami. But if we were being honest, the Gamecocks did not really have one. Maybe if Ben and I were in charge, that's different. But this committee values head-to-head rankings more than maybe anything, and it kept South Carolina behind Ole Miss. Unfortunately for my wallet, Miami didn't get enough help. And that, Ben, is the big thing. We will circle back to South Carolina, but Miami's name pops first, which means Alabama will be ahead of them. I don't think there's any scenario where Miami now could still make the college football playoff with the committee dropping them behind Alabama after the loss that they suffered to Syracuse.
Yeah, Kev, that is tough. If you are a backer of the Canes, if you have belief in Cam Ward and Mario Cristobal and Miami, to see the Hurricanes right now, as the rankings were just released, check in at that number 12 spot. Some casual college football fans might see that and say, oh, good, Miami is in the top 12. They have an opportunity to earn an at-large bid, not with the automatic bids that will go to those five highest-ranked conference champs, where one of the teams, at least, that is favored to win a conference championship on Saturday, Arizona State at number 15 in the country, is behind Miami. So that would move the Hurricanes out. What is that? I haven't looked over to my right. What is that celebration that you are?
No, that's still frustration. No, it's still frustration. Miami to win the ACC. After 1 week of college football, they became the favorites to win that conference. Miami to win a national title, in line all year to get a 3 seed. And this team loses their final game of the regular season, and we don't even have a seat at the table. I'm frustrated with that as somebody who backed the Canes. Yeah. And I got to tell you, Ben, because, again, we're going to get to everything, but the big thing today was really what I thought was going to be Miami against Alabama. And I know they're going to come in and they're going to give their reasoning. I struggled with it myself, kind of what I would do if I were in the room. I think it's very close. But, man, Miami loses to a top 25 team and drop 6 slots for that loss. That feels like a lot. And it feels like a situation where timing is everything here. And had you reversed the timing, had Miami lost to Syracuse 2 weeks ago and Alabama's final resume piece was losing in Norman, they would have had Miami in front of Bama. And it has been my biggest beef with the committee in its entire existence. The notion of full body of work has always been a lie. It is, what have you done for me lately? And Miami gave them a loss, and Bama gave them a 14-point win in the Iron Bowl.
And, Kev, I think that's really disappointing in this iteration of the college football playoff, where there is a field of 12, to have the CFP selection committee do some thought exercise to truly compare. And I know a lot of people are going to point to the field of 68 that we see in an NCAA basketball tournament, and they are not the same. Obviously, the field is so much larger. But what you will hear from the selection committee in basketball is they often reward teams for what they are doing right now, the quality of their play entering the tournament, because over the course of a long season, is that your true picture? But if you look at Miami's season, the last 3 weeks, a loss on the road to Georgia Tech and a loss to Syracuse is not everything that Miami has done. In fact, I would argue the losses for the Crimson Tide are far worse than that of the Hurricanes. And yet, based on where these teams are, sitting idle on conference championship weekend, Kev, there is no path for Miami to reach the college football playoff in front of Alabama. That at-large window for the Hurricanes has just grown incredibly slim.
Yeah, Alabama entered these rankings before they came out at minus 235 to make the playoff. Miami was sitting at plus 600, South Carolina at 10-1. It is not a done deal, though, that Alabama will be in. Again, Ohio State lost to a Michigan team and only dropped 4 spots, yet you lose to a top 25 team, you drop 6. We'll get to it all. BSS ain't going anywhere on a college football special.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In, but it eliminates some as well. Ben, I want to stick with this, and we will get to the rest of the field here. The decision to have Alabama in front of Miami, in front of South Carolina, and as the, at the moment, final at-large team, what do you make of it?
Yeah, Kev, I think really when you look at it, we started to see it in the odds, right, as they changed throughout the week. Maybe this idea that Alabama would be in that prime position to earn the last at-large bid to the college football playoff. And that's what we're seeing right now. Oftentimes, the committee has not stuck with a criteria throughout their 10 years in the four-team format or week over week here. But what we know is the head-to-head has reigned supreme with this version of the CFP selection committee. And oftentimes, the quantity of losses has been a big deal. Here, they looked at the quality of loss, I would guess, for Miami and moved them back, or at least maybe, Kev, the recency of loss for the Canes. When you look at Alabama's three losses this season, they are not great. They are not solid for the Crimson Tide. They are not in overly competitive games for the most part. The game against Vanderbilt, they're booked as a 25.5-point favorite in Nashville. The game against Oklahoma, laying two touchdowns on the road. Kev, we examined the line on College Football Today. It felt like a trap spot, but not a trap spot that Alabama might lose. Certainly not a trap spot the Crimson Tide would lose by three touchdowns. But at the end of the day, I believe the committee looked at the Tide's quality of win, a win over Georgia, a narrow win over South Carolina inside Brian Denny when the Crimson Tide were booked as a 20.5-point favorite. And that is the difference for this Crimson Tide team in front of Miami right now, who does not have that quality of victory on the resume this season.
Yeah, for me, you know, and look, I also had Bama to miss the postseason at 4-1. So some people may think that this is just frustration with some futures. And while I have that, what I don't think's been what Bama's not being held accountable enough for, again, is Oklahoma better than Syracuse? I actually think the answer to that is yes, despite the fact that Cuse is ranked where they are. Now, I don't think those guys in the room would say yes, right? I don't think, you know, Ben said to me, the critical thought, I don't think that. They were destroyed. 24-3 is really bad. And again, it's not as if Vanderbilt, who at a moment's time, it looked like may have a Colorado-esque season, right? Whoa, way better than we thought. 8-9 victories. Vanderbilt's 6-6. OU is 6-6. Alabama is not Georgia. See, I've defended the Dogs all year because their losses are at Alabama and at Ole Miss. Get in line. Who hasn't? Yes, Alabama lost at Tennessee. But their other two losses are not at Texas and at LSU. And again, I know they have the great win against LSU. They do have a great win against Georgia. Their losses are poor. They cannot, you know, their loss to Tennessee is the only reason the Vols are even in this thing, quite frankly. I mean, it's what kept Tennessee afloat. So in an interesting way, I think the way this played out, the SEC complained a lot about cannibalization, about not getting the benefit of the doubt. They got it. At the end of the day, the SEC did get that benefit of the doubt, I do believe, from the committee. And it now sets up a fascinating scenario, Ben, where we try and figure out what conference championship, you know, Friday and Saturday is going to do to these rankings, because things are not locked in. Let's start with the most important question. One, I know you and I, with Joe, of course, on Saturday, we'll talk about endlessly. What do we think happens if SMU loses to Clemson, loses that automatic slot, it goes to Clemson? Would the Mustangs be able to stay in front of Bama, or would we get a one-bid ACC to keep the Crimson Tide in the race?
Yeah, Kev, it's a great question. Right now, SMU checks in at number 8, right? So if they were to win the ACC, the highest-ranked ACC team at the moment, more than likely they are in line for that 3 seed, for to be the third highest-ranked conference champ. If they lose, then how far do they drop? They would work behind Indiana, you would assume. They would work behind Alabama. Will the Crimson Tide on an idle weekend move up those spots? That's what I think is incredibly interesting. And Kev, the odds are starting to update right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook. You mentioned Alabama's price that was working all throughout the week, plus money over the weekend, minus 192 just about 24 hours ago, greater than a $2 price entering this fifth set of rankings. It's minus 770. That price, better than SMU's, the Stangs at minus 295, which should be drastic. Why? Yes, SMU is a favorite to win the ACC championship in Charlotte against Clemson. I have bet the Mustangs to do so, but it's only a 2.5-point spread. Kev, that says to me that SMU is in danger of falling out of the college football playoff projected bracket and field of 12 with a loss if Alabama is that strong, currently is the last at-large team, and if SMU were to not earn the automatic berth from being a conference champ.
And that, to me, is something that I kind of throw my hands up, if I'm honest with you, Ben, where I don't know what they're going to do. An excellent job by you. It's why we got you here to read the market. And I don't blame the market for thinking, yeah, they'll shade Bama, right? I think the committee is sitting there with SMU gear on Saturday night saying, please don't make us do this. Just take your auto spot. Let's leave this alone. And I will add this last thing, because then I want to get to some other big picture stuff while we still have Ben. Clemson is the team that does not belong in this field. The Big 12 can say, hey, we deserve this chance. Boise, UNLV can say we deserve this chance. The problem with this format is giving a team like Clemson, who has lost every single big game they've played, still now getting a chance for a bye as well. Absolutely unacceptable. We're right back here with Ben Stevens and the college football playoff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We are with you on Sports Grid for a college football special as we have a very important set of rankings just dropped on us. We've talked at length about Alabama getting the spot over Miami, what this could potentially mean for SMU this weekend. There are a number of things that will need to play out. But Ben, let me tell you, this committee, they're going to have some maneuvering to do with these conference championship games. Texas and Georgia, Oregon and Penn State, they're all in. But what type of movement will we see following losses? One specific and projected outcome is Oregon beating Penn State. And I pose this question to you. Will the Nittany Lions fall behind Ohio State if they do drop that game to the Ducks?
Kev, it's a great question. And I think it's one of the underrated topics of conversation for the conference championship Saturday slate that we have. Some teams that we expect to host an opening round on campus CFP game that are currently booked as underdogs playing for a conference crown. Will it be seen as a detriment if Penn State steps up again in competition and does what the Nittany Lions have with James Franklin and certainly in the last three college football seasons? Will they move from that coveted five spot where they currently are right now, where they would play Arizona State, the projected Big 12 champ, and then get Boise State, the projected Mountain West champ, in the fourth highest ranked conference title winner that has that last opening round bye. That's going to be a part of how we discuss the brackets in the seed lines come Saturday into Sunday. Will Georgia move back at all? Right now, the Bulldogs hosting a college football playoff game against Indiana, who many folks would tell you, Kevin, not really all that worthy of a college football playoff kid and will be exposed, especially against the likes of Georgia. That's a favorable matchup. We don't expect the teams like Indiana, like some others, Alabama, that are not playing this weekend to move much in these rankings. Kev, I think that point is incredibly, incredibly sound. What will the losers that are into the field but playing on conference championship Saturday, how will the committee use that as a part of their resume, and will it be seen as harming the resume? I don't think Penn State would fall behind Ohio State. I wouldn't place them there for earning the right that Ohio State failed to do as a 3-touchdown home favorite against Michigan to move them down. But Kev, what have we seen the committee highlight above all else? Head-to-head matchups. And Ohio State wanted to Happy Valley and won that football game.
Yeah, so that's right. The thing of it is, and does that immediately come back to them, right? Now reassessing these teams where I also do wonder, and I don't often like to think the committee does this, but it's a new situation. Today's field, Ben, now we obviously have very important games, sets up a Georgia-Texas rematch. I imagine they'd rather not. I mean, if they meet in the semis or the national championship game, sure. But I don't know if they want Georgia, Texas 3 after we just have now Georgia, Texas this weekend. I don't know if things like that will matter. I'm very interested to see if an Arizona State or Iowa State as a Big 12 winner, not only could they jump Alabama, get in the 11th slot, are we sure this committee will be A-OK giving Boise that bye as the G5 team? This was all created to give the G5 team a, hey, congrats on your seat at the table. Now get destroyed and as our 12th seed here. I don't know if they want Boise as their 4, Ben.
And Kevin, it's a great point, right? You are not just slotted into the 12 spot, as we have seen throughout this process. I would be blown away if Boise State handles business in the Mountain West title game against UNLV, Arizona State or Iowa State, as they check in at 15 and 16 respectively in these final CFP rankings entering the Big 12 title game on Saturday. Based on where they stand right now, I would be mystified if either the Sun Devils or the Cyclones jumped 5, potentially 6 spots past a Boise State team that wins in the Mountain West Championship game. Different story if the Broncos lose to the Runnin' Rebs, but I think Boise State wins and they earn that final opening round bye, which again, Kev, sets the Big 12 up for a very, very difficult path in this college football playoff bracket.
Or Ben, and I'll leave you with this chaos, and we can't thank you enough for making the time. Ready for this? Boise wins, Arizona State wins, Clemson wins. Yeah, Boise's the 3, Arizona State's the 4. They're going to change this format in season. They're going to be like, never mind. The top 4 are Bama, Texas, Georgia, and Oregon. We made a mistake with all these buys. That's on us, and we'll clean that up right away. We get to do it on Saturday. We get Lisi in the mix as well. BSS, we appreciate it. Make sure you catch him on the early line with Donnie Wrightside or Joe Ranieri, whoever may show up on any given morning. We've got Dave Sharapan next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. It's Game Time Decisions. We're here making it happen on Sports Grid. Appreciate BSS stopping by as we handle the college football playoff latest rankings. It does secure seats at the table for a ton of teams. Really, you do not have many teams going into this weekend thinking, now you have some, which is good, but what I didn't really want, what I thought would have been unfortunate, would have been, and this is big conference bias, the Big Ten and the SEC title games having elimination stakes. I don't think that's what you're looking for. I really, really do not. Because it's such a bad, or it should be in the ideal world, such a battle to get there where it's now dropping you out, right? And that's what Georgia was staring down the face of with their game against Tech. They pulled it out. That's not going to be the case. You have lives on the line for Boise and UNLV, for Clemson and maybe SMU. That is the really big question here. I know some will say, it's tough to tell. It is tough to tell. There's just no precedent, right? SMU would be dropping a number of spots with that loss. The loss would be to Clemson, who the committee views much better than Syracuse. The amount could very well be the difference. If it's by 3, if it's by 7, okay. If it's by 10, if it's by 14, see ya. By 21, not even sure why you're here. I don't know. That might be what we see. It's very possible. And I want to bring in Dave Sharapan. Consig, I love to see you. I can't wait to talk a whole bunch of stuff with you. But we're talking college football playoff, and I want to start with this. As tempted as I am to talk about the Nittany Lions, and you look good in the gear, I'll give you that. Have you heard from odds makers about the challenge potentially of booking some of the futures markets with this new landscape and maybe realizing some things they didn't realize when the format was announced, the closer we get?
Oh yeah, this was addressed early morning Monday. I got some texts from guys that are in books, like, "Hey man, you hear anything about Bama being in? Like, in any of the shows, anyone you do the shows with, say like they know Bama's in? Because we're getting hammered with Bama to make the playoff money. Hammered. So I asked around, and it was pretty much a done deal. I didn't send you a text. I apologize. I don't know whatever you're doing on Mondays. I feel bad bothering you after you got big weekends and all that other stuff. I should have sent you the text. But the huge amount, like steam all over the place. I mean, the game, it was even money, like Monday morning. It was minus 200 this morning in a lot of places. Yeah. So was one of those ones that like somebody knew something. I don't know.
I got to tell you this. Is this happened last year? This happened last year, Dave. In that when it was is it going to be Bama, FSU, Georgia, Texas? That whole song and dance, right?
Yeah.
The number started to go. Well, they told somebody. The graphics guy sent a text. I don't know if a graphics guy sent the text on this Bama thing or not. I think one of the reasons that number's not out of control, Dave, and the scenario now that everybody is going to be wondering is what happens if SMU loses. If SMU beats Clemson, this is really simple, right? We know the field. It's everybody that you think is in, and then Boise UNLV winner, Arizona State, Iowa State winner. We're good here. Move along.
That's it.
Yep. We don't know what happens if SMU loses that game. You will have some who believe SMU will be in. You'll have plenty who think SEC, Bama, ha, ha, ha. I can't believe you think they're not getting in. But we don't know. Now, there's probably going to be similar to today, similar to last year, some movement, right, that make it happen. That, you know, okay, maybe somebody now knows somewhere. I saw Dave. Some shops, it looked like, opened Clemson as the favorite. Those all got, you know, banged up. Do you think any of those Clemson bet or prices initially were the idea that, well, Clemson needs it to get in? Could that have been the reason?
No, I mean, it's so much fun going back and forth Saturday after the games are done and you know the matchups. The back and forth on that one was only trumped by the back and forth on the Oregon one. With Penn State, at least with me. Some guys had Clemson minus two. Other people had SMU minus three. I mean, this is what, I mean, I'm an out of work odds maker, but this is what we do. We want to, what's your number? Back and forth, blah, 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 blah. I think it was a real debate on the Clemson SMU game. It was a legit, like, difference of opinion. There was no difference of opinion with Oregon and Penn State. I mean, the line settled at 3.5, but there was a few people, myself included, who thought that should have been a little bit higher. And, you know, if I was still in the book and me and you were sitting in a room, I say, K-Dub, what number are I going to give you to take Penn State? Because I know you're not a, you know, you I mean, I've heard you. I know.
No. Fine. Let me tell you something.
I mean, I gave you five. You take five, or are you still not interested?
I'm telling you this right now. I saw that game, and all I could do was laugh. I could do was laugh. Because I know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I'm not an old grizzled vet necessarily, but you know, I've been in the trenches, and I keep good company. Mm-hmm. I know who I'm supposed to bet in that game. Mm-hmm. That's Penn State.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know it, Dave. Every single bet. Well, Penn State can't win a big game. Oregon's the best team in college. Oregon's unbeaten.
On the turf.
I know what I'm supposed to do. What I'm not too pleased with, and you mentioned it, is that number. See, I don't like that number. See, you get me six. 6.5. Seven. Mm-hmm. Now I'll take a shot. 3.5. 3.5. What's going on here? Who booked this thing?
What are we talking about?
And
what are we missing?
I think here's what I think the truth is. Is anybody out there who thinks Oregon's the best team in college football? Well, you know right away that their job is not odds maker, because the odds makers don't think that. I'll say that. No. And you might be like, hey, they're the favorite. No, yeah, they're the favorite because they're going to be in. They're supposed to be the one seed. They don't think they're the best team. They don't. No. Ohio State was like $1.60 to win the Big Ten, and everybody knew they had multiple big games. Like, they were $1.60 to win the Big Ten after they lost to Oregon. Like, we knew the score. We did. So, I don't know. I don't know. I said it. Did I say it today on Raid? I said it somewhere. I said, we'll see if I do what I'm supposed to. I probably won't. If I know me. I'll get cute. Yeah. Nittany Lions team total. Win the game 2017. Oh, I'll be at Jay Frank's house asking a couple of questions. I can't. Don't make me sit through it, Consig. Don't make me sit through it now. Oh my goodness.
You want to go to Indy?
I don't know if I can swing it. I don't know if I can swing it. Let's do this because we may get to some other spots quickly. What's going on here? Why do they keep booking the dogs as dogs? What's happening here? Texas Lane, 2.5. Am I the only person in the world that thinks Georgia's good? What an island to be on. No, I'm on an island.
They laid all the 1.5s.
Yeah,
they did.
That's all right. I mean, that's all right.
You can make this 3 to open and get the Georgia money. Listen, the books made it 1.5 and said, come bet Texas. Come on in. There's not too many times you get to need to put the dogs as the book. Yeah. Let's go, baby. Yeah. Come on in.
Now we're talking. All right, we've got Dave Sharapan with us on a busy Tuesday. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We're back in the mix here. We've got the Consig, Dave Sharapan, hanging out with us as we go through a few items here. The college football playoff rankings tonight, big time, no doubt. A lot of numbers are on the move. A lot of things will be transitioning as well as these conference championship games play out. Dave, the college basketball board, though, had a lot of attention. Tonight is kind of the precursor. Tomorrow, I imagine college hoops will rule the day in the book.
100%. Yeah. Listen, it was great Thanksgiving week. Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving with the fam and everybody. Thanksgiving week here was all about the baskets. And I went down to that Players Era, tournament. I got to watch Creighton in person. I got to watch Houston in person. I got to watch Notre Dame in person. Was some good basketball. And if that didn't get you excited, the Maui stuff did. I'm all in, K-Dub. I got it back early. This is going to be a fun season. UConn loses all those games. Hurley loses his mind. We're back. I mean, West Virginia beat the Zags down in the Bahamas. There's a lot of good college basketball betting opportunities, notwithstanding. Just as a fan, this is good stuff. And, I mean, tonight we got a couple good games. You want Loyola Chicago against Eastern Michigan? That's a play. That was a release.
Big play.
Yeah. Big move today. Big move.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm interested. And do me a favor. I'll probably remember to shoot you the text. I want to see if the books tomorrow need Duke, because I think they may. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I saw Duke's -1 at Auburn. Duke's home. It's Duke laying 1.5 what is now title favorites, top team on KenPom, 1 in Maui. Duke's lost 2 of the two big games they've played so far. That Arizona game was late night, not as many eyes on it as the Kentucky-Kansas matchups. I could be wrong. I think they may need the Blue Devils tomorrow.
I just reached out to one of my guys. It's 2.5 down south right now. Yeah. Duke -2.5. And Auburn looked great over in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, those guys that, you know, with the sharp edges, that shape that we don't refer to all the time. The only ones that do are those rhombuses and parallelograms. They're going to be on them. They're going to be on Duke, no question. They bet Duke every day. Every time they play, like we'll have JY on later.
I know.
JY's going to come on. I'm going to ask him. He's going to say, yeah, I like Duke tomorrow. I could almost bet that.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is. I could be wrong.
You must have got in his ear. No, I didn't.
You're getting a clean. I'll tell you this right now. Because I can't prompt it. If by chance a text comes in tomorrow from the guy who is basically Duke fan, if he says he likes Auburn, we're firing up a small plane and getting ourselves to Durham because it'll be an all expenses paid trip at that point. If by chance that message comes in, that's all I'm saying. If this guy's back
before the holidays, he's not.
He's a sleeper cell right now. So that's if he wakes up to go against his own squad.
That's gold. That's money.
No matter where you're at,
if you're at some wrestling event or something, because I know Wednesdays is your personal day, you're out and about Christmas shopping, doing a thing, whatever you're doing. If the sleeper cell shows up with a play, you got to let the people know. By people, I mean me, because now let the people know, just like I did with Loyola Chicago right now. That's big information. That's information.
NBA Cup consig. Do people tonight get a little more involved in the NBA with the cup action?
Tell you what, it's like trying to figure out who needs what and how many points they got to win by and this and that.
Don't do this. Don't upset me.
Now you're upset.
The NBA has stakes. Come on.
No. They have to manufacture interest. It's no problem. It's fine. Like, this is what they have to do. It works. But trying to explain it to anybody as far as betting and things like that is very hard. You got to really be into it.
Now, Dave, I'm going to take a shot, and I'm going to be honest. It's not your fault, right? But it is someone's fault. And they, you know, we say manufacture interest, right? I saw a report today, apparently, that baseball is going to have a golden at bat. Unless that was a fake tweet, you know, was that Porch Sports Report out there tweeting that out, or is Bobby Mann going a little wild?
I got my Savannah Bananas hat right here ready to go. And underneath I have the Savannah Bananas t-shirt on because we talked about it today on BVB. I can't believe it. It works for banana ball. Okay? Yeah. It's great. But we can't be having this in Major League Baseball, Kevin.
No.
This is not going to work.
Yeah.
No, this is not going to work.
All right.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't even think kids like Sam, you know, who love college baseball and think college baseball is rad, and the young kids that watch, I don't think they would even like this, Kevin. I don't.
I don't know who will like it, but I'm trying to think about, like, what's the NBA equivalent? Like, we just do a dunk contest in the middle of every game? Like, second quarter, 4 minutes left?
It's a four-point
shot.
Four-point shot.
What hat did you get to now?
Little League. That's when you had the golden at bat.
Is that Little Yankee League. Stadium on that ball cap? Wow. Most unbiased man in history of sports media. How does he get away with it? He's too good. We'll be right back. Unbelievable.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we are live with you right here in the mix as it is a Tuesday on Game Time Decisions. Consig, you will be handling it over on In-Game Live. Let the people know where you'll be focused tonight.
Oh, baby. Obviously, NBA Cup. We'll be discussing these college football rankings and, you know, just informing the people that SMU needs to win to get Bama in, just in case anybody missed that before. Like, they got a root for the Mustangs. Just let them know. Some hockey, you know, we'll be talking about that.
Man. Guy's a fool. This guy,
can you believe it?
This guy, right.
Can you believe it?
Hey, listen. If any of you out there, because a lot of you are fans of Donnie, just clip this little explainer to him to help to make sure he's all right, okay? Before he, and do it quick because he's got to get to bed within the next 2 minutes, okay? If SMU wins, Bama is automatically in. If they lose, then Bama might not make it. Who told him otherwise? DRS. If Bama's your priority, you root in SMU. You're welcome. I'll see you Thursday.
Just what about UNLV? What about UNLV? Can they win? Can they beat Boise?
They can. They can.
There's a buzz in town, K-Dub. It's real.
Well, there should be. I mean, there's.
Yes, sir.
You know, look. Here's. Can I tell you my stance on this, actually, Dave? Watching this year play out.
Yeah.
I am okay with Boise saying we deserve a chance. Slash UNLV. I am okay with Arizona State and Iowa State saying we deserve a chance, right? The winner of the Big 12 is going to have two losses, double-digit wins. I am okay with them taking up a spot, right? My beef with the automatic bids is Clemson having a chance. Clemson has had every opportunity, and they've lost every single one of them. It is, like, you could easily argue that the reason Arizona State and Iowa State are not getting a chance is because the Big 12 has a bias against them. There's no bias against Clemson, okay? Clemson football. They just stink. In fact, the bias for Clemson is why they're ranked 17th. They stink. They've lost all their big games, and two of them have been at home.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just kind of where that is.
You have no bias. You are the most unbiased man in sports media right now. I mean, so
you're
saying that there is bias for Clemson. Yeah, I mean, no matter what anybody says about where Juan Soto's going to go, it's pretty clear. I mean, you maintain a nice level,
Dave,
of where he's going.
Dave, ask me where I think Juan Soto ends up.
Kevin Walsh, where do you think Juan Soto is going to end up, sir?
The most unbiased man is here to tell you I think Juan Soto ends up in New York Met. Oh, my God, he did it again. He can't keep getting away with this guy. I mean, goodness me. I mean, does this kid even root his own bets in? Is he so unbiased he roots for the book to take his money? That's what people are starting to ask. I mean, this guy's unreal. A man. Great job out of me. Great job out of me, Dave.
You always keep it straight. I think we know two things.
Oh, Dave, before you get out of here, then
he's not going to the Nationals. Let's just put that.
Listen, but Dave, to keep that unbiasedness alive, Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, ear to the ground.
Oh, Kevin!
Ear to the ground, ear to the sky. What are we hearing? What are we hearing? I don't know.
What are we hearing?
What are we hearing?
Number one seed.
What are we hearing?
We're hearing. Going to get the home game in the NFC Championship, and they call it the Steagall Bowl, where the Steelers and the Eagles, Pennsylvania Super Bowl down New Orleans.
Not bad. Not bad. Little Pittsburgh-Philly special there. By the way, someone in the back said Lakers. Last time I checked, they're the 8th seed. That's into the playoffs. Better record than the Nuggets. Again, don't try me. Try and stump me on salads, not on hoops. All right, stump me on salads. Some vegetables. Something I don't like. Something I don't know a lot about. Not hoops. Not LeBron. Not the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? All right. Maybe something you know about. Ask me who's the best college baseball team out there. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask me about all this other stuff. All right. Also, don't ask me any baseball that involves the Yankees. Now we're just talking straight to one person and not a nation of you out there hanging out with us on Game Time Decisions. We send you on your way by reminding you, Georgia Tech plus 12, Warriors team total over 116 and a hook, and the Don, Luka Doncic, over to 29.5. I love you, and I will see you Thursday.